3-2. Gary, first of all, just reflection if we can on, you know, people talk about motivation from the managers and getting the players at it. I would imagine nothing does it better than a win.
Oh, absolutely. Oh. You know, I think last season, at the end of last season, we drew the last five games, struggled to win, but, you know, certainly didn't lose too many. And started, you know, in some ways, first game against Cardiff fairly solidly without being particularly inspiring. So it's nice to get that win, and I think you certainly see we were a really bright Friday actually in training, and then of course this morning where you'd expect one or two to be a little bit tired and perhaps not quite as bright as they normally would be, with as much energy. You know, it was a real good session. So like you say, listen, it breeds a little bit of confidence, but as you know, in this division, you don't seem to get too long to think about it or too long to enjoy it. You know, you go again very, very quickly, particularly early on in the season, and you know, it's on to the next game. And that's the important bit. It's okay doing it in one game, it's okay doing it in two games, but you've got to do it repeatedly, and that's something that we're certainly looking for.
You seem to be, though, when the way you play, which is, you said from day one, solid at the back and counter-attacking football, you are more suited when teams have got the initiative to attack you. So you're more suited away, perhaps. Is that unfair?
Yeah, I think we are, naturally. But I think, of course, you know, it's a lot of stuff we've worked on to try and improve certain aspects of our home game, or, you know, when teams drop in against us. It's like anything, isn't it? You have to stop the opposition playing, and then you have to hurt them when you've got the ball. And there's different ways of doing that, you know. And you know, I think by bringing certain... I think we had an issue last year where, you know, with the makeup of the team and the players that we've got, we've always been high energy, we've always been very resolute and really hard working, which, you know what, I think is a great attribute to have. You know, I think, listen, if I'm a fan, yeah, of course I want to see excitement, I want to see players to get me on the edge of the seat, but I also want to see a team that's really, really committed. And I think this team is really committed. What we're now seeking is just once or twice to try and find a bit of extra quality and work with the players to produce a bit of extra quality in the final third, which is something we need to work hard to improve on.
What you're saying to teams, though, is you're going to have to work hard to beat us.
Well, listen, I've seen, you know, so far I've seen Bristol play probably slightly more defensive than they have done. I've seen QPR play very defensive and I think, you know, one of their games, there was no shot on target from the opposition. That's a massive part of the game. A massive part of the game is restricting the opposition. When you go away from home, you know, I've never been the type of manager to just say, you know what, I'm just going to try and play any team off the park, because I think it's like Hull starting the Premier League this season and saying they're going to play, you know, the Man Uniteds and the Chelseas and all of those off the park. I don't think you're going to do that. So you have to find a way to be strong yourself, and then you have to try and get better at the things that you need to improve on. So it's pretty simple for me. Yes, we want to score more goals, of course, but like I've always said, we don't want that to be at the detriment of conceding goals.
What do you say to your players now? Do you say, listen, fantastic Saturday, don't spoil it at Wigan? Is that your sort of approach?
Well, I think a challenge, I always try to challenge them, and a challenge for us is going to go and show the same energy and endeavour and quality, because I thought at times we attacked really, really incisively, you know, and could have certainly, we had four or five shots from the edge of the box where we should certainly hit the target and do much better, and some really good positions. So again, we've got to make a little bit more of that, but we've also got to go and show the same resolute performance. You know, if you look at last season away from home, most of the performances were similar. You know, really, really resolute, hard to play against. You know, how many teams have come to St Andrews last year and been really difficult to play against? For us, that's what you're trying to achieve. You know, it's not always the home team's fault. Sometimes the away team goes and does a fantastic job on them, and we've got to go and try and do that again Tuesday. And that involves, you know, mentally going again. You know, you can't step off the gas for a second because it's a Tuesday night game. You can't think that because we've played well, we can do slightly less to win the game. We're going to have to go and be even better.
Belief's a key thing, and I suppose really if you know, if players are at it and only need one goal to win, the belief always stays there. It's when you've got to get two and three to win a game that belief can disappear.
Yeah, and I think also you know, belief can manifest itself in different ways, can't it? I think that if you're performing well, the belief's there. You know, if you train well and do everything in your preparation well, then the belief's there. Of course, there's nothing else that backs a belief up any better than a win, like you said earlier. That gives players even more
even more satisfaction than what we're doing in a week is going to work.
Does that help you though? Because you'll be telling them things day in, day out, and when they win, you know, mentally they'll go, "Hey, the gaffer was right."
Well, often when we win is when we've actually stuck to the game plan probably better than we did before. I think we found that this season, or last season as well, that when we come away from what we want to do, we actually become a weaker side and we actually create less chances. So I think for me it's about doing all the preparation in a week. And in some ways, the game should almost take care of itself. The game should be just the end of the week where we see if we can put into place some of the things that we've worked on. And if you know, I'm a big believer in that. If you train properly, if you train at match intensity, if you prepare for the game properly and give yourself the best possible chance and give yourself the, you know, be in the best physical condition that you can be, then you win more games than you lose, certainly.
I suppose, you know, there's a saying, practice makes perfect. It also makes permanent, doesn't it, practice?
Yeah, it does, Tom, yeah. Listen, I think your quote is... Has anyone put your quote on the wall yet, Tom? Quote by Tom Ross.
It should do.
Yeah, it should do, shouldn't it?
But there will be an invoice.
A lot of pearls of wisdom. Yeah, free radio, wouldn't it? Nothing's free in this world.
No, you're right. But it is right, though. Practice just makes permanent, doesn't it? Well, which is what you're saying.
Yeah, I think you have to listen. I mean, I read a lot of different stuff, and I think... One of the All Blacks do a session a week when it's a training, they call it training to win. So they train, shin pads on, you know, pads on, everything they would do normally, and they would expect to compete in training as they would in a game, the same blood and thunder nature. And I agree with that, you know, I think that's the only way you can start to get those repeated things. You know, you are a product of, I think, what you do in the week. If you're sloppy in the week, then you'll be sloppy at the weekend. You know, sometimes you can turn it off and on. But not many players can do that repeatedly, you know. So, listen, we've trained well so far, and we've been well prepared. So, hopefully, you know, one win or spur us on to better things. But you know, who knows?
What do you expect from Wigan?
Listen, they're a good side. I watched them against Bristol. I thought they were very good. I thought they were even better at home against Blackburn. I know Blackburn have not been in, you know, fantastic form at the minute, but. Wigan were excellent, you know, low, they play five at the back, lots of movement in the front areas, lots of energy in the team. Of course, they're a team that's just been promoted, so you often see it with a newly promoted team that they come in with, like you said earlier, a bit of belief, bit of confidence and nothing to lose. And I also think they've got some really, really good players, you know, the likes of Nick Powell in there, Yannick Wiltshire, who we tried to sign in January, real power and pace. So they're a good side, you know, they've got some good players and we'll have to be every bit as good as we were against Leeds to go and get a result.
What sort of manager are you when it comes to the team? Do you reward them for winning by sticking with it, or are you the sort of manager who says, I'll make the changes I need to win a game?
Yeah, it's always a difficult one. I think that, you know, I think sometimes after a game, of course, you always look and say tactically maybe we should have tweaked one or two things. But I also think you're early in the season, and when we found our best form last year, and I think most teams find the best form when there's an element of continuity, particularly in the way you play. It doesn't have to always be the same personnel, but particularly in the way you play. And I think that, you know, certainly early in the season, listen, I certainly won't be resting players after two league games of the season, Tom. I'm a little bit old school like that. I don't think I'll be doing that just yet.
No injuries to worry about?
No, we've got one or two situations at the minute, but nothing that I think will manifest into someone being out. Vorney pulled out of training Friday, just a quad strain. I think, you know, after playing 100, I think it's the first time he's played that length of a game for quite some time. So to play 120 minutes in the cup, caught up with him. I think Viv, I almost left him out of the squad Saturday as well because of that fact. You know, he played 120 minutes. I felt it'd be hard for him to recreate the same energy off the bench. So. You know, they're the only Viv will obviously be, he's fit enough, but Vorney will be certainly ruled out for Tuesday.